Greetings in Jesus' name on this 14th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently in the 60s outside. It's going to be a bluebird day, just an absolutely stunning day, right around 72 degrees, a beautiful day in the Lord. And I'm busy about the Father's business this morning here in my home office, seeking the Lord and studying His precious word, and then headed out to the airport to get in the plane to take a couple cancer patients down to Boston. I'll be flying from Sanford up to Bar Harbor, Maine. Or if you're from the area, you might say Bahaba. But I'm going up to Bahaba, Maine, and then from Bar Harbor over to, or actually down to Boston Logan Airport, and then back home. Should be home before lunch. It's just a little short flight, so a 40-minute flight, hour flight, and then a 20-minute flight, and we'll be back here working on the trade school today, hopefully getting that all taken care of and ready for students on tomorrow. It's going to prove to be a great day in the Lord, and I appreciate all of you that are taking part in what God is doing here, praying for us, sending support along the way, and encouraging us. Even in the midst of this global pandemic, God is still working and still moving. Our day yesterday was blessed of the Lord, full services all day long. I taught Sunday school, preached in the morning, and preached at night, and my theme all day long was being a helper of joy. And I wanted to encourage our people to know what it's like to have the joy of the Lord in their heart and in their soul. And so thank you for praying for us and believing God with us. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 8 and verse number 7. Therefore, as ye abound in everything. What a wonderful truth that is, abounding in everything. He could say this of this church at Corinth. Therefore, as ye abound in everything. Nothing like abounding. Nothing like exceeding that fixed measure. There's nothing like coming to a place and saying, well, praise God, I made it. I walked four laps around the track. I've walked 1 mile today. Thank God I made it. And then at the end of walking 1 mile, say, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk another lap. And you just abound. You exceed that fixed number that you may have. And this church was abounding. Therefore, as ye abound in everything. What were they abounding in? The Bible says, as ye abound in everything, in faith. They were abounding in faith. They believed God. They knew that God was able. They knew that God could do exceeding abundantly above all that they could ask or think. And so they were abounding in faith. Number two, they were abounding in utterance. In faith and utterance. They had the ability to be able to share the good word of God, the gospel of the grace of God. They were abounding in utterance. They could articulate the wonderful truths of the Bible. So they were abounding in faith. They were abounding in utterance and knowledge. They were knowledgeable. They had studied the prophets of old. They had looked at the books of Moses, the great Pentateuch of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They had looked into the Psalms and found out the majesty of Christ prophesied in the book of Psalms. They had looked into the prophets. They had looked into Malachi and no doubt Obadiah and Hosea and Joel and Amos and all of these others. They knew they were abounding in knowledge. And the Bible said they were not only abounding in faith and in utterance and in knowledge, but in all diligence. They were abounding in diligence. What a thing to abound in, to be diligent about the Father's business. And they were abounding in love and in your love to us. And so God was blessing them. But He said, before I close, I want to make for sure that ye abound in this grace also. That's the grace of being able to give to others. That's the grace of grace giving. That's faith promise missions given. And that's what we need to be abounding in today. Let's make for sure that we're abounding in the grace of giving and giving to missionaries around the world. Let's make for sure that we're not slowing down or slacking off in this area of missions given. Make for sure that you have a faith promise. I'm telling you that my wife and I gave our first faith promise in the fall of 1990. And so 30 years ago, and then every year we've upped our faith promise. We up it and up it and up it way more now than our tithe. It's just abounding in the grace of faith promise giving. And as you just keep up in your faith promise, you keep giving more and more and more. And as you keep spooning out, God keeps shoveling it in. As you shovel it out, God keeps backhoeing it in. As you backhoe it out, God brings the rubber tire loader in, and he just keeps dumping it on you. And that's the way it works. You don't do it for that, but that's the way it works. God makes sure that everything works like that. So abound in the grace of giving today and enjoy the blessings of God. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful, Christ-filled, marvelous Monday. We'll talk to you again on tomorrow.